Hello?
Hey, Declan.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. This is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Yes, hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to circle back. I know we spoke this morning about the listing that we had available for DT Property Maintenance LLC.
Yes.
Okay. We still have that first page placement open. I know it was kind of a rougher time to speak. You said you probably had some more questions before we got anything going.
Yes. I don't really have a website right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to include one for you. It's no extra cost.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll actually purchase a domain name for you. We'll develop all the content. Obviously, if you have a logo and photos you want to use, we'll have you send those in. But we'll develop all the content, and we'll provide hosting for you and have it attached to your placement on Google as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're killing two birds with one stone. That way, if you just want to try it out for a month and see how it goes, you know, you'll be able to knock out the website, too. You know, a website alone is usually going to cost you more than $199,
yeah.
But at least that way, if I get your foot in the door and I show you some good return on investment, we could talk about doing something long-term.
Yeah. Well, John, I'm going to be honest. It's a tough time for me right now, just getting going. I got just paid off my my truck, and I got a $9,000 plow I'm looking to buy in 2 days.
Well, don't put the horse before the carriage. I mean, this is how you're going to get all the work.
Yeah.
Everybody's using Google, especially when they're looking up the services that you provide. So,
definitely.
Stop you from paying per lead, too. I think that'll save you some money. Did you see the FTC link that I sent over to you? Like the Federal Trade Commission thinking about shutting down Home Advisor? You're using that now.
Is the Home Advisor you're talking about Angie?
It's Home Advisor by Angie's List, yeah. So the parent company is Home Advisor. They bought Angie's in 2016. And so that platform has been under investigation, though, with the Federal Trade Commission, because they basically do this. They put themselves on Google, and then they take the lead, and they'll sell it to, like, five of you. But they charge all of you, even if you don't get the job. So a lot of you guys are just paying lead fees and not actually getting anything in return. And there's people who have reported, like, phone numbers that don't even ring and, you know, things like that. And then they're getting charged, you know, X amount of money depending on what industry they're in. Yeah, so that's a big reason why I followed up with you and put it on hold. I know you're a younger guy, but I'm like, hey, maybe we could save this guy from paying per lead for the next 6 months, 7 months, or however long you use them.
Yeah, unfortunately, I already signed up with Angie.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you should still be able to back out. I mean, are you you signed like a long-term contract?
Well, they wanted me to put in X amount of money towards my leads.
Yeah.
But so far, I've only used one reference, and I got the job.
Right.
Well,
it's not every
right
day
now,
we can put you on Google, Declan. If we have the spot open, if I could get you going at $199, at least you can compare the two side by side. You know, I'm pretty sure you'd be happy with what you see in the first 30 days. You'll probably wind up canceling that service if you haven't considered it already.
Yeah.
And worst case scenario, you got a website and you're a Google verified business now.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's going to be the case. I don't see why you'd go back to paying per leads that are coming from Google. Once you're already on Google and people can call you directly.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So I know in the short term things might be tight, but this is a long-term marketing solution for you. Yeah.
So it's $199 for every month.
Right. So that'll cover the entire first month. Basically, you won't have another bill for anything until Halloween. So no lead fees, click fees, or call fees.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now the only thing holding me back right now would be that I'm already so busy that I don't know how much more I would need.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
it's great to be
on
Google.
I've worked with guys that are like huge corporations, and then they're like, I can't take on more clients, but I'm just going to get it so another person doesn't get it. And then what they found, though, is that, you know, by cherry picking the jobs, you're able to increase your profit margins. maybe you have a $200 job booked for tomorrow, and then somebody calls you up with a $2,500 job. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's always good. And then you could always subcontract the work out. Like if you have a buddy that does similar services to you, or if you made friends with one of these guys, you could always subcontract the work, take a percentage off the top, and, you know, you're helping them get jobs without and making money without actually having to go out and do the work yourself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said it's a long-term marketing solution when you have yourself in a position for people to call you directly as a top recommended option. The credibility is everything. Those are the guys that get all the calls, you know?
Yeah.
There's some of these guys that are like 70 years old. They have like 3-4 crews. Like I have a roofing contractor in this area that I work with, and he's got like 3 or 4 crews, and he's so old he's not getting on roofs. You know, he's literally just picking up the phone, making friends with people, going out there and closing the deal, and then letting those guys take care of it. So all he does is close deals all day. Yeah.
And it's the same monthly payment or same monthly cost for a big business, or is it different?
No, it's the same. The cost is based on the service area, and then you actually got a discount. You got a new in business credit. If you went onto our website, it's actually $399 monthly. So I got you going at half price.
And that half price lasts?
As long as you're with us. So I'll lock you in. It's not going to change on you.
Okay.
Unless, of course, you call in and you say, hey, I'm looking to cover more than 50 miles. You know, then obviously we could cross that bridge when we get there. But at that point, that'll be a good conversation to have. You're going to have already have grown so much between now and then.
Okay. Well, let's sign up for the 1 month then, John.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I'm telling you, if you could do anything with that Angie's program, then this would be great for you. And then, like I said, we'll still get your website knocked out, and your Google business profile, and those reviews are always good to have as well.
Yeah.
You don't want to pay per lead forever. I'm going to create a online profile for you. It's called the Google business page, and we're going to submit it to Google for verification today. When they receive your verification, they're going to send you a postcard in the mail called a PIN verification letter. On that PIN verification letter, there is a little 5-digit number that I'm going to need back from you when you receive it in the mail. What's the business street address that I could send that to?
25 Baranowski Drive.
Oh, my gosh. Baranowski? Can you spell that for me?
Baranowski.
Oh, wow. Okay. It kind of sounds...
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds how it... Yeah.
Spell it. Okay. Okay. I got it here. And then 05310 or 301 is the zip code?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then it's DT Property Maintenance LLC. Excuse me.
Correct.
Correct? Okay. Perfect. And then I remember you saying earlier you don't spell it like my nephew. You spell it with a Y, right? DECLYN? Okay. What's your last name, Declan?
Torville, Tourville.
Ville?
Yes. Tor and then Ville.
Okay, got it. Okay, and then I'm going to send you everything in writing, okay, since you're not binded to a contract and I gave you that discounted pricing structure. What's your business email address?
It's proman.dt.
Proman.dt at Gmail?
At gmail.com. Yep.
All right, perfect. You're already a Gmail user. This is going to be super convenient for you. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I primarily work 8 to 2.
8 to 2? Okay. That's interesting. Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends as well?
It's because I work a full-time job at the hospital as well. I'm working 3 to 11, second shift.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. What do you do at the hospital?
I'm a COVID screener.
Oh, okay.
In the emergency room, yeah.
Wow, okay. Do you guys do like the... Well, I guess that was only for like a major procedure, but I had one where I had to like spit into this vial until like the line filled up. That was the first time I ever did that. Yeah, it was really weird. Like they filled it up with saliva all the way up to like this line, and then they put some like blue liquid in there, and then they shake it up, and then they have like the nasal swab ones. I've done those before, but... This was
I've never heard of one of those.
Yeah, well, I was, you might, maybe if you get older and we're still doing it, but I was going in for,
yeah.
So embarrassing. I was going in for a colonoscopy.
Yeah,
so I guess when it's like an in-office procedure like that, where they're knocking you out, putting tubes down your mouth like open the whole time in a breathing machine, maybe they just want to like triple check. I don't know if that's a more thorough way. So I didn't know if that's what you were doing. Okay, but that's interesting.
Wow.
So 8 to 2, Monday through Friday. What about the weekends?
The weekend, it kind of depends. Usually I do something on Saturday, I work Sunday to Friday, so it's 8 to 2, Sunday to Friday.
Okay, gotcha. And then Saturday, like, by appointment only, you want me to list?
Yeah.
Okay. Because these will be on your Google Business profile, so I just want to make sure.
Okay.
So they could still call you on Sunday, but you're not actually expected to work unless you want to.
Okay, yeah.
And then
the best times for people to call me would be during this time. But
okay.
Those are the times where I work.
Yeah.
For my business.
So. Yeah, I don't want them distracting you if you're at the hospital. You know, you accidentally stick one of those nasal swabs too far up trying to answer the phone.
Yeah.
That would just look bad. Yeah. Okay. And then, do you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I accept cash, check.
Okay.
And then there's some online like PayPal or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, PayPal business accounts are great. We can actually set up your profile, if you have, or your website, I mean, if you have a PayPal business account, and that way they could go onto your website and it's right there. They could just pay through your .com and it'll go straight to you.
Yeah, I do have the PayPal business.
Okay, I'm going to definitely put the PayPal business integration into your site. Okay. And then do you have, like, a logo or, like, photos of work that you've done in the past that we can
I do. I have photos that I've done from my work.
Okay.
And I'm working on a new logo. I kind of just threw that one together, and I'm not too happy with it. But for now, that's my logo.
Okay. I mean, you could send that in. I mean, we have graphic designers in-house if you want to kind of bounce things off them.
That'd be great. How much does that cost?
No, it's part of your service. So, like, we're a Google partner. You know, our goal is to make sure that you're successful and happy with your campaign. That's ultimately what's going to decide if you come back or not. So little things like that, I mean, we have no problem doing that. It's the same thing with your website. We have no problem building you a site if it's in the best interest of helping our business relationship long-term and you being successful.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so it's not Home Advisor. Trust me, we're not going to be nickel and diming you. You only pay one time per month. All the other stuff's included, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. That's just a business principle thing. That's the only reason why you pay. Otherwise, we'd wait until after you already have the clients and go, hey, I just saw you got a $5,000 check. Gimme.
Yeah.
Okay. I sent you my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead, so if you want something done quickly, you can still get a hold of me. And then I'm also going to send you the email address for you to send in photos and what you have of the logo.
Okay. I have a bunch of photos on Google Photos. I don't know if you can... If the best way to share it would be on Google Photos.
Yeah, the reason we send you the emails, we want you to send them to that email address. That way we have a paper trail kind of showing that we got proof and permission from you to use those photos.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because there's a lot of copyright laws and things like that. We don't just want to, like, take them from one platform and put them on another. So if we do it that way, then we could show, hey, he sent these to us. This is what he wants there. Not that we'll run into any legal trouble, but that's why they do it.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, and then, so you should have both those texts. I think I accidentally sent you the number twice, once this morning and then again right now.
Yes, you did.
Okay, perfect. Well, two is better than one. All right, and then there will be a client interview with you. Client interviews usually take about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to get it completed. This is where they go over, like, all the services you offer, the service area that you cover, and then obviously we'll go over, like, the website and the logo, get that going. But usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. They ask for an hour window. What's a good time on Monday? I know you say you work 3, so I'm imagining we're going to have to go before 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, where I work, it's kind of slowing down like crazy. So
that's a good thing, though, I feel like.
Yeah, it's a great thing. So, yeah. I mean, 3 to 11, like, I'm calling you out at work right now.
Oh, wow,
and
okay.
If someone comes in, I might just say, hold on for a second, and then help them out for a minute, and
yeah.
I'll be back.
Okay.
So I don't know if that would work.
Yeah, it totally works. Like I said, it's basically just like they have a questionnaire. It's going to be a separate rep. This is basically their whole job is they'll call you. They have like a set of 30 questions that'll help us, you know, set up the website. They'll have some recommended keywords for you based on what's getting the most traffic in the area. But you have final say on what you're listed for and where. So, you know,
okay.
It's pretty simple. Yeah, they're not going to ask anything complicated.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, if you're the business owner, you'll know all of it off the top of your head. So it really is just based off what's best for you and what you prefer. For the time. You looking at your schedule?
Yeah, so I think, yes.
Okay.
I'm thinking... Does 5 o'clock work?
Yes, it does.
On Monday?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. I got scheduled between 5 and 6.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to this. It'll say client interview, local splash. And then it's set up to text you 1 hour prior. So there's an automation.
Okay.
Just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes, let me know. I can reschedule it, but... We want to try to get that knocked out as soon as possible, at least before the PIN verification comes in. So that way, once that PIN comes in the mail, we could go ahead and go live with everything, have you start receiving
okay.
phone calls. Okay. All right, so let me just send this to your email. And it's proman.dt@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
All right. Perfect. So I got the client interview confirmed and the business profile created. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that?
Credit card?
That'll work. Is it a business or personal?
Personal.
Okay. So it just says Declan Torville?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Is there any middle initial on the card? Yeah, no, that'll work. There is a section of our voice verification that'll just ask if you're an authorized user on the account, but if it's under your name, then it should be fine. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you the invoice receipt via email because this is actually
okay.
considered a business expense, marketing with Google.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I got QuickBooks too. So.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, so even though it's on a personal account, you know, if you have that invoice receipt, take that to your CPA and you can still write it off.
All right, cool.
All right. And then is the billing address the same as the business street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes, it is. I don't have like a, I work at, it's just my house.
Okay. So let me ask you before we do this, because I want to go back and change it real quick. Do you want me to hide the street address on Google?
Well, probably.
I mean, people aren't coming
house.
To you.
People
aren't coming
yeah.
to you. You're going to the, yeah. So here, I'll hide it for you. So it'll still
yeah.
say Guilford and it'll still have the zip code, state, and everything. You're just not going to see the street address, and I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions.
Yeah. Okay. That way they won't be able to, like, so when they won't be able to, like, find destination.
Right. Exactly. There'll still be a little red dot on the map kind of indicating that you're in the area, but they won't have, like, a definitive way of getting
okay.
To your doorstep. So you don't have to worry about
okay,
anybody
cool.
showing up to your house. Okay, and then did you say this was a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It is a Visa.
Okay, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right, it is 4270.
4270.
8250.
8250.
3543 4732.
Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
11/26.
11/26. And 3-digit code on the back.
988.
988. Okay. And then as a form of protection for you, because I have you on a uniquely set up pricing structure, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. Okay. This is just going to outline the agreement, and I'm going to send this to you in writing with that invoice receipt. As I walk you through this, if I say something that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. Just, hey, John, you know, what does that mean? I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is also an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
DT Property Maintenance, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Declan Torville, and I guess you say owner.
Yes, you're the owner. And then it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Declan, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails for our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
That doesn't apply to outside of business hours, by the way. So we're not going to ride you too hard, but I will show you in just a second. I didn't mention it throughout the conversation, but there's a tracking system. So like when you're working at the hospital, we don't expect you to answer the phone, but the tracking system will still pipeline their information. So you'll still have like their number, what service they looked up, and the zip code they searched from, and you could follow up with them when you're available.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that'll help a lot. That way you're not missing opportunities. Could also request Google reviews from there as well. Send them like a nice text message asking about their experience working with you. It says, in hiring Local Splash as... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Hold on 1 second, John, sorry.
Okay, no problem.
All right, I'm back.
Okay.
John,
no,
sorry about that.
No worries. Almost done. I'll only take up like another 30 seconds, and then we'll have you out of there.
All right, no worries.
Okay, perfect. So it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So I know what you're currently doing. It's not saying you can't do anything else. But I kind of set you up on a package where you shouldn't really need anything else, right? If you are considering it, though, the reason we want you to disclose it is so that way we can make sure that you're not duplicating anything or paying for something you already have. So I'm going to send you everything in writing for what we're doing because it's not just the Google listing. You're on the first page of Bing. You have Yelp. You have Yellow Pages. I think I mentioned some of that stuff earlier, but you'll have it all in black and white here in just a second. And then it says... the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask that you give it at least 2 months when you first start out, but it is 1 month at a time. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's September 30th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for our pro package. I have included the .com website for you at no additional cost, and I've also waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. It says, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew. That's the catch there. I want to put a point of emphasis on this, okay, because I know you're saying, hey, you want to try it for a month. It's set up to automatically renew, okay? I'm not manually running the transactions each month. It's going to be on the 30th day. It'll stay in the discounted price of $199 if you're planning on continuing to move forward with us. It does state in the bottom, you can discontinue at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty. We just ask that you let us know before the billing is due so that way we could stop your billing cycle if you are going to discontinue. And then it asks if you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms.
All right.
All right. So you should have a welcome text message. It'll say, Declan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. There'll be a section in that text message that'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. So you'll find an outline of the agreement in writing there. At the bottom, you do have to authorize, again, that you're a certified user on this card that you provided today, and sign your first and last name. Hard copy of that sent to your email, and then we'll have one on file too, so that way there's no confusion about that discounted pricing structure. Okay? I'm your account lead. If you have questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you can always reach me directly. I'm here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only things I need you to focus on, okay, right now. Client interview, 5 and 6 on Monday. Like I said, I'm going to send you a text message reminder 1 hour before, and you should already have the email invitation there. I see your logo here. And then PIN verification should get in the mail about this time next week. So make sure when you get that, you send me the 5-digit number. We'll be in contact around the time that comes in. And then any photos or logo that you want to send in over the weekend, try to get those into me as soon as possible so we can get the website up and running. Okay?
All righty.
All right.
Thank you very
take
much.
Care of those people. Absolutely. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, John.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye.